This is a short report from outside Southwark Town Hall, where the Planning Committee has tonight resolved to grant planning permission for the major extension to Tate Modern. It's the second time they've looked at these expansion plans. More than a year ago, they approved designs for a glass pyramid, but last summer the gallery unveiled a revised design using a sort of brick lattice effect instead. Sir Nicholas Sirota, the director of Tate, began his address to the committee by apologising to the councillors for the slightly premature reports that appeared in some of the architectural trade press and in some of the national papers at the end of last week, suggesting that the council had already approved the plans, and he wanted to make clear that Tate itself had done nothing to encourage the suggestion that the decision tonight had been prejudged. He spoke about some of the rationale for the changes to the design and explained that it was driven by the desire to make fuller use of the former oil tanks of Bankside Power Station, which sit under the southwest corner of the Tate Modern site, and also a desire to have a closer visual relationship between the original Bankside Power Station building and the new extension by using some of the same materials. He also emphasised Tate's desire to have a building that was more environmentally sustainable and efficient. Sir Nicholas also spoke with some enthusiasm about the Bankside Urban Forest proposals and how the new public spaces created around the extension would fit into some of those wider plans. He also reiterated Tate's intention that the building should be complete in time for the 2012 Olympics. One of the architects, Ben Duckworth from Herzog and de Meuron, spoke about the new design and explained the idea of having a brick veil that would cover the concrete frame of the new building. In fact, some of the councillors who had previously been persuaded that the earlier glass pyramid was a scheme that they should support expressed some disappointment with the change to the design. Councillor Bob Skelly, in particular, suggested that there might have been some failure of nerve on the part of Tate or the architects in not pursuing that earlier design. But naturally, as you'd expect, the architects and Sir Nicholas rejected that suggestion and spoke with great enthusiasm about the current plans. Sir Nicholas also explained how the success of Tate Modern and the higher than expected number of visitors that it's brought to Bankside since it opened in 2000 has meant that the trustees of Tate brought forward their long-held aspiration to redevelop the site by several years, and that it will give them 60% more gallery space. As you might expect, Sir Nicholas was asked by the committee about the funding of the scheme and how that might be achieved in the current economic climate. He explained that £75 million has already been raised, and that the gallery is in active discussions with several donors looking to give perhaps £25 or £50 million to the scheme. He says he's confident but can't be certain that they will hit that 2012 completion date if all the money falls into place, but there's a very high probability that that will be the case. Another interesting aspect of his remarks was his suggestion that over time this southern facade of the gallery will become the front of the gallery, and the north landscaping closer to the river will be considered the back garden of the Tate rather than the other way around as it is at present. As you might expect, the councillors voted unanimously to support this scheme. One member of the committee, Councillor Robin Graham, described the new proposal as being a very attractive building and said that we should be proud to have a building like this in Southwark. There'll be a full write-up of tonight's deliberations on the London SE1 website sometime on Wednesday.